Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna. I wanted to discuss with you a little bit more about the question of hope against hope. I request your full attention during this time because we will only have a short period left. Maybe my wristwatch shows 22 minutes, Hare Krishna. See, when we are feeling hopelessness in this world, the connection line to hope is cut and we feel isolated, bereft of all chance, and so on. Maybe the devotees who wish to talk can do so at another place, and then you can very nicely talk at another place, maybe. Or should we wait until you're finished? No need. We don't want to disturb your discussions. See, this is a very difficult concept. It is paradox almost. The more you are willing to confront the reality of being separated from Krishna, the more apparently you seem to move away from Krishna. Like, the more you come to that station in your life where you can make a real contact with Krishna. Today a devotee wrote me a message. Today I'm feeling very, very empty and numb. And I said to the devotee, and the devotee asked, is this part of the cleansing process? It feels like being a stone. And my answer to this question is congratulations, although it is painful. And I believe every devotee knows how painful this can be. It is from here where you can realistically approach the Lord. Your exuberant feelings may be just a symptom of a Vata personality. Hare Krishna. I would like to give you an example from Shastra for this, what I mean. Now, it's a very famous verse which Sanatana Goswami composed and which I will read to you in the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Na prema shravanadi bhaktiya api. Na prema shravanadi bhakti apiva yoga tava vaishnavo. Jnanam va shubha karma va. Va means without. Kiyadaho satyati apyasti va. Hinatadika sadake tvayitata. Pyachetya mula sati. He gopi janavala bhavyata jate hamadashaivamam. I do not perform hearing and chanting with devotion. Does this sound familiar? I do not perform hearing and chanting with devotion. I do not concentrate my mind on the Lord. I have no knowledge of the Lord. Nor do I perform any service for the Lord. I do not have a birth suitable for serving the Lord. And I have been born amongst the lowest people. If anyone sees me or touches me, he must have a bath for purification. But alas, alas. Gopi Jana Vallabha. I do have an unflinching desire to attain you, who make yourself readily available to the least qualified. And this hope gives me great disturbance. My dear devotees, this feeling of hopelessness is nothing else than a good sword cutting away your diversion. You understand? All my other hopes are gone, and one by one the hopes go. I'm not even intelligent, my sadhana is not good, I'm not suitable for serving you. More and more you become devoid of all hopes in the world to lead a life independent from Krishna. And this brings you very nicely to the consideration, is there any chance for me? And at that time, you recognize, yes, there is, because Krishna is merciful to the fallen. You know, this is what we mean with humility. Humility means you feel yourself disqualified and you feel in need of help. And great devotees, you know, they may be doing a lot of sadhana. They may have many Vaishnava scriptures. They may know the scriptures. They may even be able to convince others of the scriptures. But when the devotee looks inside himself, he considers himself a wretched soul and cries anxiously for mercy. And at that time, when Krishna hears this cry for mercy, at that time he begins to give attention to your case. It is even said that the Lord personally plays an active role in separating you from all these material hopes. He takes them away one after the other. He takes away this and that and the other. Prabhupada had this favorite verse, Yasyaham anugrinami harishyatatanam shanai. And he said in his own life Krishna had burned all his hopes. Even the factory in which he produced medicine was burned before he could insure it. All gone. The last business investment. All gone. Prabhupada knew this is Krishna arranging this. So in this dryness, so to say, you know, in this realization that I have no hope, you will feel after some time a lotus grows up in this pond, in this hopelessness pond, and that is Krishna. You are my only hope. That is where I believe life has to bring us ultimately to. You know, even the greatest devotees have this single-mindedly concentration on Krishna as their only hope. Gopal Champu says, when Sri Radhika and the devotees are separated from Hari, they look like fawns. What is a fawn? It's a young deer, huh? Fawn? They look like young deers that are scared of a forest fire. When the gopis are separated from Krishna, they look like charcoal birds that are deprived of the moonlight. When the gopis are separated from Krishna, they look like vines who have lost the supporting tree. You know, the tree is gone, then the vines are on the ground. And when the gopis feel separated from Krishna, they look like fishes that have just come out of the water on the dry land. And they look like uprooted lotus flowers. So the great devotees give us the sign that Krishna is the only hope. And this is what Rupa Goswami teaches us in this powerful prayer, Kapanya Panjika, in this third section of the prayer. He tells us where his hopes lie. At the final conclusion, before I asked if you have any questions, you know, this feeling hopelessness and hope at the same time, Rupa Goswami gives us a wonderful prayer in his Stava Mala. I forgot to bring the Sanskrit for you, but I think you English will also, I mean, just the English will do. Rupa Goswami expresses this hopelessness and this hope. O destroyer of the demon Agasura, my heart burns when I hear of the difficult spiritual sadhanas of the saints of old times, like Shukadev and Ambarish. You know, if I hear that Shukadev with 16 years left everything, wandered naked, just spoke Krishna Katha, I mean, I could never do that. Or Ambarish, the king who just did from morning till evening these 9 types of devotional service. It's so difficult. Because I'm without devotion, I couldn't copy the example. Hello, Hari Bol, welcome. Yes, we know you are there. But when I hear from the scriptures and the sadhus that you have the quality of compassion and that waves of your compassion are flowing towards everyone from Brahma down to the lowest creature, the drops of this nectarian hope cool my heart and pacify it. So the devotee, in other words, rests his hope in the mercy of Krishna. Because we live in modern times, I would like to also tell you that there is another way to become free from self-centered hopelessness, and that is the hopelessness most of us feel. Oh, there's no pleasure for me in my life. You know, I'm so deserted, I don't get enough prasadam, no one cares for me, and nobody will ever care for me, you know. Get out of this embarrassing ego cycle, this fortress of the ego, which deceives you, and do something for others. Just a little while ago, Sachi Devi told me that she was just wandering a little bit near Giriraj, and she met a man who gave a very, very nice example for her life. And it's such a nice example for this coming out of this little hurt ego world. I want to repeat it. And I think, I mean, whenever I do it, I become immediately happy. It was about a sadhu who Sachi Devi saw was walking towards the Govardhan town, that means against the stream of the Parikrama. And the sadhu was in certain intervals bending down and gave something in some on the ground. She watched him some time, and then she just couldn't contain her curiosity to herself. She just needed to find out what was this man doing, always going 10 meters, then getting down and putting something on the ground. And he asked the man, "What are you doing?" The man said, "I'm going to Govardhan town, but on the way I just don't want to do some business, personal business." Maybe he needed to buy a new pair of sandals or something. "And on the way, I want to do some service for the residents here. I'm serving the ants." And he showed her there was a mixture of sugar with something like flour. And she would put this mixture of sugar and flour, perfect ant food, in the holes where the ants resided. So from time to time he would bow down. And when I heard it, it struck me that this is the mood here in Vrindavan, to do service, to do even service to the ant who was a resident of the Vrindavan forest. One morning I saw the owner of the manager of the Dwarka ashram going down and throwing food for the monkeys. Monkeys we usually don't like, and we go when they come close, oops, we just hold everything. But he was feeding the monkeys because, after all, they are residents of the holy dham. They live here. They are very special souls. So this type of service attitude is very, very good to help you also if you feel some hopelessness. If you feel hopeless, get to the buckets first where prasadam is distributed. Distribute some prasadam. Mostly our hopelessness is based on absorption in our own problems and our own mind, in our own perspective. And it is a miserable feeling which we can immediately leave if we do some service, even to the ants, what to speak of the Vaishnavas. So a nice symbol, isn't it? A nice, not symbol, but nice inspiration, really. Hare Krishna. So yes, feel hopelessness as far as your qualities are concerned, but feel hopeless as far as Krishna's abilities and his compassion is concerned to take care of the mercy cases, those who are able to say, "Yes, I'm fallen." Haribo, Haribo. So we have a few more minutes to ask questions. I'm very happy that I'm through this part of the seminar. Now we will come to the longings of Rupa Goswami, which are very, very nice and purifying to hear. Hare Krishna. Any questions so far? Haribo. The parrots have conquered my heart. They come home. But according to a transcendental vision, is they carry messages now. This is the transcendental intelligence service of Vrindavan. They go to the divine couple with some sandesh. Sandesh means messages. Okay, I can sense that all of you feel hopefully no one asked a question, so that we can
go and take basharam. Your hopes have been fulfilled. No, we have now. If I take a question, everyone will be angry at me. Aha, offer the lamb. Good. Yes. So we will end this day by offering our service to Giriraj, offering a lamp again. Maybe Prashanta or Narayani, you can tell us. We just collected from there. Good. So please all offer your lamp and then Prasadam is waiting for you. All the best for you. Hare Krishna, Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Krishna.